Radio.
I'm sure all of us know what it's like when we have to move house. It's one of the most dreaded and stressful things I think people have to do. You just hate the idea because you know you're going to have to take lots of stuff with you. And if you're like me, you don't like to throw lots of your stuff out because you never know when you might need it again. When you've packed it all up, often you stand there and think, how much crap have I collected in my life? Perhaps you begin thinking, if I could just be rid of all this stuff, I would feel so much better about myself. Maybe I should give it all away. Well, sometimes I think we could say that in a spiritual sense. The Pharisees also had way too much stuff that they were carrying with them. But their stuff was on the inside, and it wasn't so great. In fact, Jesus called it plunder and evil. What their burden amounted to was too much self-concern. You see, their selfishness had blinded them to the fact that there wasn't enough room in their hearts for God and the gifts he wanted to give them. Well, I think to some extent we all carry this burden of self-concern within ourselves as well. And the best way to lighten our load is to practice the kind of generosity that these Pharisees tended to avoid. Helping someone not just with their material needs, but with their emotional or spiritual needs as well, is one sure way to help make everything clean for all of us. That's because whenever we give, we are participating in God's very nature. He's infinitely generous, we know, and because he has infinite resources, he gives them to us. Of course, we can't give something away if we don't have it ourselves. That's why it's so important, I think, that we spend time every day asking God to fill us with his grace, his blessings, his power, and most importantly, with his peace. The point is not to hold on to those things for ourselves, but rather it is to make sure we are fully equipped for all the ways we'll be invited to give those gifts to others. Jesus has already given us so much, and he wants to give us even more, day after day after day. This is not the everyday stuff that we accumulate over the years. It's heavenly, spiritual treasures that's meant to be shared, not jealously guarded, as some Christians do. So let's imitate Jesus' generosity. Remember, the more we give, the more that we will also receive. Lord, thank you for all you have given us. Don't let us hold on to it. Teach us to share your generosity with people in need so that they will be blessed and your name be glorified. Amen.
Radio.org.au